You ready?
Wait a minute.
So good to be in the house of the Lord one more time, amen. Celebrate the season of Advent, amen. As we gather around the heavenly ring today, we rejoice that Christmas time is a time of prayer. And our open hearts when we sing songs of joy. Christmas is a time of worship, the moment when the busiest people pause in love. Christmas happens when God comes to us in love through Jesus Christ and fills us with love for all mankind. Scripture reading for this morning is 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 11, and reads thus. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his son, and he sent his one and only son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God is so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Today we light the candle that's heard all around the world, the Advent candle. Today we relight the candle of hope. We light the candle of peace. We light the candle of joy. And today we light the candle of love. And I ask you, Father, that he would bless our Advent week in prayer.
All the help that you can get from the family you work with.
Jesus. This morning scripture reading will come from New Testament Epistle of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. I'll begin reading at verse 4. Rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God have a blessing.
Let it all pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come once again, Lord, to the throne which we have. Giving you thanks and praise, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to assemble in your name one more time. Yeah. Oh, gracious Father, you know what we stand in need of you before we ask. Yeah. But Heavenly Father, we just like to thank you for having to see another Christmas, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Father, this has been a trying year for each and every one of us. But we thank y'all as well as we are. Oh, gracious Father, we know that there are one that's struggling in the hospital, Lord, pleading for their life on respirators. And we ask that you visit the hospital and see them, and Father, and touch them in a mighty way. Oh, gracious Father, we ask that you throw your loving arms around each and every one that's under the sound of my weak voice this morning. Oh, gracious Father, we just have thanksgiving in our hearts this morning. Because we know you brought us from a mighty long way.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Father, we realize that it didn't have to be as well as it is, but we thank God,
yeah.
Heavenly Father, that you gave us the strength to walk out on faith one more time.
Yeah.
A brand new day, Heavenly Father, that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Father, we thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, because we had food to eat and we left home, Lord.
Yeah.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, because we had a roof over our head. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because we were able to move our limbs and get up and walk out one more time. Lord, we have so much to thank you for, Heavenly Father. We just don't have time in this program to give your name and praise.
Yes.
But, gracious Father, we praise you this morning.
Yes.
Because we know that you bless us beyond blessing. Bless us, Heavenly Father, when that seems like that we didn't have faith, Heavenly Father, to keep going. But, Heavenly Father, you strengthen our faith. Let us know that we just trust in thee that everything will be all right.
Yes.
Now, gracious Father, we pray for the pastor of this church.
Yes.
We pray for the deacon board and the finance committee and everyone, Heavenly Father, that has office in this church.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, let them be able to lead and guide the people, Heavenly Father, the way you have them to go.
Yes.
Oh, gracious Father, anything that we can do, Heavenly Father, to help along the way, to show us the way, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, gracious Father, we pray now, Lord, that you continue to be in our lives. Heavenly Father, let us be worthy, Heavenly Father, because we read that we are nothing but filthy rags, Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank God that on the 25th day of December, Lord, that the Son that died in the grave. give you praise this morning. And gracious Father, we ask that you lead us and guide us to where you have us to go. And when we can't go no more, we have to work and play somewhere in that. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. wife, help you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I desire to be. I pray, Lord, that you would give my frail body strength. You would give my finite mind, God, wisdom beyond measure. You would let Michael sit down and the Holy Ghost stand up. You would let my voice be like the mere was. That your people would be strengthened today like never before. Whoever hears the gospel of Jesus Christ, no matter what they're going through, Father, their strength will come. Lord, today we love you. We give ourselves away. Would you use us? My personal prayer always is this, Lord. The words in my mouth, the meditation of my heart, Lord, has been acceptable in your sight. Truly, oh Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Faithful God said, amen.
Amen.
As I get ready to go in, I'm preaching from one scripture this morning. That's John's Gospel. New Testament book of John's Gospel. John's Gospel, 3rd chapter, 16th verse. John's Gospel, 3rd chapter, and 16th verse. As you're trying to located. Okay, and next week we're going to start collecting non-perishable food for those who are in need.
Yeah.
So our next Sunday, and be mindful that we're just not doing this for Christians. Jesus said, the poor you will have, which you always.
Yeah.
So somebody's always in need.
Yeah.
It may not be you today, but it could be you tomorrow. Those who are Facebook Live, God bless you. Those who are in the sanctuary, God bless you. Another call tonight, God bless you. We're collecting perishables. Take a prayer for Crystal Taylor and the loss of a father. Strength for Jeffrey, Buddy Cook, battling the illness. Joseph Hill, Edgar Moore, brother-in-law, Sister Mary's brother in New York, Joseph Hill. We will keep them in prayer. Hall family, the Seward family, ask for prayer, and the Case family. Of course, I'm praying for each of you. Amen?
Amen.
All right, y'all in John's Gospel.
Amen.
Y'all had time. 3rd chapter, 16th verse. Everybody know this one, don't you?
Amen.
For God so loved the world. You ever see?
Yeah.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Uh-huh.
That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you from for a little while that the gospel, love is the foundation of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Love is the foundation of the gospel. Mm-hmm. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. John 3:16-26. Powerful words in this text. Remember, God started dealing with me about not preaching, but getting my life together. Mm-hmm. Got serious about Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Got real serious about prayer. Got real serious about what I said to people. Mm-hmm. Got real serious about where I went.
Yeah.
Got real particular about how I did things in church.
Mm-hmm.
Got real particular about how I treated my wife and my children.
Yeah.
All my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Started wondering about people who in my past I may have hurt. Prayed that if they were, man or woman enough to say it to me, that God had put enough love in me to apologize to them because my heart was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't broken because someone had hurt me. Mm-hmm. Wasn't broken because of something I needed.
Right.
It was broken because I couldn't understand how God could love me like this.
Yeah.
And when I was demon. And now, even at my best, the Hall said his prayer, my righteousness is filled to rags. Just in case you didn't know, you can't be good enough to get to the Holy Father.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know Jesus to help you.
Yeah.
John 3:16, powerful word of God. Martin Luther King said John 3:16 was the heartbeat of the gospel. John's gospel. When I asked Pastor Carl to be serious about reading aloud, I was all over the place reading. I was in Genesis. 2020, it's not going to stop us from loving people. Even in 2020, it's not going to stop you from shopping. You might be shopping in brick and mortar, but some folks shopping on eBay, y'all still shopping, amen. Y'all still sending Christmas cards, y'all still preparing dinner, amen. But I just stopped by to let you know, don't forget what people say the reason for the season. It's Him, Jesus, the God of love. That's who He is, the God of love. We talk about hope in the countenance. And God gives us hope in a mean world where it looks like there's nothing going to happen, and your death is looming over our head, and sickness is everywhere. Just some way, somehow, God's word gives us hope. Then when it looks like there is no peace, on every hand there is trouble and crime and violence, but yet every time you open the scripture, it gives you peace. Then if you stay in it long enough and drink this word, that word will give you a little joy, ain't that right? But you got to understand who God is, that there has to be some love. Men don't understand love today, but women don't either, because we just want what we want, amen. We want folk to love us when we're no longer lovable. But I'm still here standing on the premises that God loves you despite yourself. John chapter 1, I just told you, it goes back to the beginning that Jesus was the Word of God. But John 1 and 14 said that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Yes. That's what I want you to celebrate when you get the opportunity to celebrate this Christmas. Celebrate the fact that God Himself wrapped Himself up in flesh and came down to this world to make atonement for you and for me.
Yes.
That's love right there. That's the gospel. Wikipedia said it's the gospel in a nutshell.
Yes.
It's John who said that Jesus came and wrapped Himself up in flesh. And John 2, he said when He got wrong, He took water and turned it into wine.
Yes.
I want y'all to know that when we sing, I know it was the blood that saved me. Yeah, you know what you're singing about, though. That Jesus that turned water into wine would one day go to Calvary and shed His blood on the cross. John chapter 3, I love it. Amen. John chapter 3, Nicodemus, who is the top religious leader in the world, and he don't know what love is. He really don't know what God is. He studied God, but he really don't know God. Y'all know folk like that, don't you? Been in church all their life and still don't know who God is. Been in church all their life and got no love in them, no peace in them, no hope in them, and sure ain't got no joy in them. Makes me wonder what God you trying to serve. John chapter 4, the woman at the well sat in the well, amen, and she said, hey, why are you here? I really don't have anything to give you. He said, I really didn't want to drink the water, but I really came to give you some water, that if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. John chapter 5, the man at the pool of Bethesda was laying there crippled. I don't know how many of y'all have been crippled. You may not be physically crippled, but some of us are mentally crippled, and a lot of us are spiritually crippled. That's why folk have thought to get on your nerves, and 2020 is perplexing you because you really don't know who God is. But before you leave, I'm going to introduce you to Him. He's the one that sat down with the woman at the well. Like I said, she said, I ain't got no devil. He said, I'm going to give you this water to drink. He left her and walked to the man in John chapter 5, paralyzed by the pool, who said, I ain't got nobody to put me in the pool. Jesus said, do you want to be made whole? If you want to be made whole, you got to get up, amen. I'm trying to tell you about love today. You can get up from where you are, amen. Don't stay around the same people doing the same thing, talking about what 2020 ain't got and how you hope 2020 will bring. If God don't give it to you in 2020, you can't get it in 2021. As a matter of fact, what I'm trying to tell you, if God don't give it to you, you can't get it anyhow. You can't buy it, you can't conjure it up, you can't save it up, you can't get it until God give it to you. John chapter 6, the reason God gave it so much water, I was wondering what God, why you keep on talking about water, and you're talking about water, and you're talking about water in all five chapters. He said, because in chapter 6, I was going to bring you some bread. I didn't want you to choke on it. I want you to know that I'm the bread of life. So I gave you some water to drink. And then after you ate that bread, He came right back in John chapter 7 and said, I am. I am that water that if you drink it, you will never thirst again. In chapter 8, He stopped all religious leaders because He said, y'all think y'all know who Abraham was. And if you knew who Abraham was, you would listen to me. Don't listen to folks who've been in church all their life and try to be religious like I just told you. And they don't know how to treat folks. I don't care if you stay in the church all your life. You have to know how to love somebody. You have to know how to forgive somebody. You have to know how to tell God thank you. You got to know that if you had not been for the Lord who was on your side, hell with the world. 20, everybody catch it. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you that if you know who Jesus is, he is the omniscient one. He can give you understanding and wisdom that you don't know that you have. God can give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. God can make you love somebody who you know don't love you, and then turn around and take care of that person. Y'all still don't know what I'm saying? If you truly a Christian, the love is there. To forgive folk you know they ain't going to give you back. To feed folk you know they don't like you. And to give them something to drink when you know they've been talking about you. That's the love of God. The love of God saints delight in that word. Sinners need to hear that word. Amen. It's called the gospel of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. The gospel is the foundation, the gospel, the good news, the gospel, the Christian message, the gospel of the deeds and the words of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. The story told by Dr. Frank Way, I can't tell it like he can tell it, but it sure helps me to preach better, amen. In this story, it's more than helpful here to help you understand what I'm trying to tell you here, because y'all standing behind them masks looking at me like y'all don't know the Jesus that I'm talking about. But when they were saying, you were talking about that Jesus. Now I'm talking about that Jesus, and you don't know what I'm talking about. Let me help you. See, Brother Dr. Way said there was a missionary on foreign soil in the woods, and said the missionary saw this man, and he was a heathen. Missionary walked over to him and handed him the New Testament. He said, what do you give me this? He said, well, I just thought you might want the Word of God. I just thought you might want the Bible, something to help you along. He said, I don't believe in that. He said, matter of fact, he said, if you give it to me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to roll up each page and I'm going to smoke it. The missionary said, okay, that's fine. You might smoke it, but before you smoke it, promise me that you will read it. Amen. He said it was 15 years later, as serendipity would have it, or perchance might have it, that the missionary was at a mission convention or the Methodist church. And so he looked across the room and he saw who he thought was the heathen from the other land. So he walked over and said, don't I know? He said, yeah, brother, you know me. So how in the world did you be witnessing to a God that you hated and his word that you hated? How in the world did this happen? So the man said, well, I listened to what you said and I kept the promise. Amen. He said, what I did was, he said, I opened up Matthew, amen, and I read it, but then I smoked it. Amen. He said, I opened up Mark and I read it, but then I smoked it. Amen. He said, I opened up Luke and I read it and I smoked it. Amen. He said, I opened up John and I read one and I read two. And he said, when I got to John chapter 3, verse 16, he said, it smoked me. Amen. I wasn't never the same again. That's what I'm trying to tell you now. Stop talking about the religious Jesus. Stop talking about your grandma Jesus. And find Jesus for yourself. If he ever get down in your sanctified soul, he'll smoke you. He'll smoke all the mess out of you. When I was growing up, my grandma was smoking in the summertime. Yeah, we was in the country. She would smoke old rags in a vial to make snakes run away. That's right. And I would be standing there with her, holding her legs a little more, watching her. Saying, grandma, why you doing all this? She said, I gotta smoke the snakes out. And I'm trying to tell you that if you let John 3:16 down in your heart, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you let the love of God down on the inside of your heart, it'll smoke pain out. It'll smoke unrighteousness out. It'll smoke the whole family thing out. It'll change your house. It'll change your mind. It'll change your heart. John 3:16 will change the world. John 3:16. Y'all see it all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
At games, people standing up there with signs. John 3:16. And then my man started Steve Austin in wrestling. Used to have Austin 3:16. But he would break beer cans across his head. I want to tell him that, my God, don't drink. Austin 3:16. But John 3:16, you can work on it. You can read John 3:16. You can milk it like a farmer milk a cow. You can keep dipping down in John 3:16, and it'll keep on blessing you till Jesus comes. You can preach off of it till Jesus comes. You can take the first word and just preach God. You can take the second word and preach soul. You can take the third word and preach boy. You can preach love, and you can preach it until Jesus comes, because it's valuable. Mm-hmm. This man is my Lord, our God. And he loved us. We don't love. saying Glenn Close. And Glenn Close fell in love with Michael Douglas. When his family came back, she just kept on coming around, amen. And she kept on getting to the point where she was ready to kill him. Ain't that right about it? And then another one was Idris Elba. He was working on a job, he was married to Beyonce Knowles, and it was a lady who was a temp in his office, and she fell in love with him. She started doing things for him and trying to break up his marriage. Now, what I'm saying to you is it's all right to love somebody, but sometimes in your mind, you thought, in other folks' mind, they think you love them more than what your relationship ought to be, and sometimes it's vice versa. But let me tell you how God works, that God loves you no matter what. It ain't no secret what God can do. Y'all hear me now? It's not just in your imagination that God loves you. When you make that mistake and God fix it and turn it around before you can do anything about it, it wasn't nothing but the love of God. Amen. When you couldn't pay your bills, it wasn't nothing but the love of God. When you had so much money you didn't know how to spend it, and God orchestrated that thing for you. Amen. It wasn't nothing but the love of God. But what I'm saying to you, ain't it hard to love somebody who don't love you back? Because love is sacrificial and love is giving. Amen. And when you love and you love and you love and you love, people are going to get you to the point of hate. Amen. Because you're trying to make them do something for you that is not in them. Amen. But God's love is in them. For 1 John 4:8 said, God is love. You can't separate God from love. It's not what God does. Love is who God is. Start doing and let God into your life. God will begin to help you. Jenny Pendergrass said it like this: it's so good loving somebody and somebody love you back. Ain't it right? Human beings, we got to have somebody to love us. Amen. Because y'all know after you do so much good for somebody, after a while you're going to say to your breath, I ain't going to do another thing for today. Amen. But God just keep on giving and giving and giving and giving. This God I'm talking about, he loves you. Some folks say he's a man on the hill, he's far away. No. Jeremiah 33:3 says, if you call upon him, then he will come and see about you. That means that God can hear you when you pray. Job 23:10 said, God knows the way that you take. This is for somebody who feels like you all by yourself. So much is happening to you, and ain't nobody there for you. The Bible says that God knows the way that you take. But then you say, Lord, can you feel me? Can you feel me when I hurt? Can you feel me when I'm crying? Hebrews 4:16 said he sent Jesus Christ to feel all your infirmities, yet without sin. He know what it's like to lose a loved one. He know what it's like to be betrayed. He know what it's like to be talked about. He know what it's like. He knows what it's like. But yet he still loved us. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, say it with me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That word so, that adverb so means hex. It means therefore. It means since. That's what that word means. It means to enhance, amen, to intensify. That's why I put in God so loved, amen, love as love. Look at that Genesis here. God so loved, amen. If you ever fall in love, you ain't going to tell nobody, well, girl, I'm just in love. You're going to say, God, so in love. Ain't that right? And you're going to let folks know how you feel. If you're mad, you're going to say, I'm so upset, I can't. And you're going to intensify. But God, what he does is he talks about what happened before. So he uses the writer, John uses the word so. So what are you talking about, Rabbi? I'm talking about, if you look at John 3:16, and you go back up to 15, it talks about everlasting life, which closes verse 16. But if you go up to 14, hey, y'all hear me now? Y'all got your Bible? Go ahead on and look at it so you can believe what I'm getting ready to tell you. Jesus said in John 12:32, he said, if I'll not be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. But in 14, third chapter, 14 verse, it says that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And everybody said, so the Son of Man shall be lifted up. The Lord was talking about how he was going to die for the world that God the Father sent him to save. So God loves you despite you. Romans 5:6 said, God loves you when you didn't have the power to love yourself. God loves you. As a matter of fact, God fixed it. He
got a brother to you. Now, before you get out of this church, you're going to do something else. God has already made a way for you. I'm trying to tell you that that word so fits it up for you. So, talk about me. So, tell folks what I did. So, because God loves me. Let me tell you, Lord, I got to go on though I'm in this over telephone, but I've got to tell you that it is so. Y'all know what's so? Is that God loves you. Stop worrying about what people think about your Christian walk and worry about your own Christian walk. Reverend Chapel Williams tells the story of a man who was a violinist, amen. He played the violin so beautifully that when he joined this orchestra, amen. When he joined the orchestra, he began to play. But see, at first he was playing for people until the conductor came to him and said, you're playing for people. But I want you to look up there right there that the people are not who you're playing for. You're playing for the conductor sitting up there, amen. And said, as long as he's sitting down, you keep on playing, amen. But if he ever stands up, that means the concert over. So the brother started playing. And after a while, all the folk walked away. But he kept on playing. After a while, the musicians got tired, packed up all their equipment, and they left and said, the man kept on playing, amen. He was looking up at the man upstairs. And he said, as he kept on playing, said, after a while, the man upstairs stood up. And that's what I want to tell you. When God stands up in your life, he said to you, well done, that good and that faithful servant. You've been faithful over two things, come on up, and I hate to rule again. Don't think God don't see you. God done your struggle. God done your tears. He know what you're going through, but he's going to fix it.
Romans 15, got to get some legs for those teeth. Romans 15, verse 13, said, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace so that you can trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Y'all see how many souls within that? So you can live right, so you can do right, so you can act right, that God will be pleased with your praise. Luke 2:11 said, this day, born to you in the city of David, a Savior, him Christ Jesus. Y'all see it? There was love in the manger. Romans said, there's three that abide. Faith abide, hope abide, and love abides, because love is the greatest. See, I know y'all look good today, but y'all are not like me. Reverend Thompson went all ways up here, but I thank God that he cleaned me up and he made a way for me. Let me tell you, when I tell you that God has been good to me all my life, when I look back over all the things he brought me through, like the song said, I can truly say that I've been blessed. But I got to tell you that I can't tell you no better than the songwriter can tell you. The songwriter says, when I was far from the peaceful shore, they only lived deeply sinking in sin, sinking to rise no more. He said, the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me, now safe and I. He said, love lifted me, and I want to tell you today that love is the foundation gospel of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you want to walk with God, you got to love people. If you want to walk with God, you got to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. If you want to walk with people, you got to do right. You got to have a do right mind. You can't talk about people and run folk in the ground. You got to have the love of God down in your heart. I wish I had somebody who would feel good enough to say, love lifted me, when nothing else would help. Love lifted me. Love kept me when I was driving up and down the road drinking a hookah. Love kept me. Swimming on a crack pipe. Love kept me. Love kept me when somebody popped and would roll my head off. But God kept me because love lifted me. I wish I had somebody who'd been sick before. I've been hurt and I've been sick. And both times God reached down and picked me up because love lifted me. Amen. Laying down on my sick bed, both ways to run with me, ride with me, smoke with me, talk with me, when he was going to see me or talk to me. But love lifted me up off the bed. About it. I want to tell you there's a difference between being hurt and being sick. When I got hurt, I still had a little few activities of my limbs, amen. But I wasn't able to really get up because I was hurt. But there's a difference when you're sick. Some days you feel like getting up and some days you don't. Some days you think you can make it and some days you won't. Some days you can eat it and some days you can't, amen. But there's something about the love of God that will sustain you, that when you can't eat, he'll still make you feel like you're full. But don't come around here, still hug you, then you're midnight.
you're saying it's too late. No, it's not. Because the song said it better than I can say it. He may not come. Y'all know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Where you want him. But he's always on time.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have that money on the 30th, but you still got your possession, amen. That's the first, the second, the third, and the fourth, and the fifth. And you still got it. Ain't nobody calling you yet, because it ain't nobody but God. And right here in the time we need God to open up the windows of heaven. Whosoever. I know some of y'all might be privileged, but I know whosoever.
Yeah.
Whosoever be. That's me, leave folk alone. Christ died for us all. You can't change them, folk. Work on your own self.
Yeah.
Lord said, whosoever will.
Let's make it real simple.
It's John 3:16.